And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Sit down, Maida. You and I have to do some pretty straight talking this morning. I didn't want to see you in the cell because I... Oh, Maida, why did you do it?
Well, really, I told you I didn't remember shooting Ted. You said you believed me. Why have you changed your mind? And I'd like to know why you said that I was insane.
Because you were. But for the moment, we'll skip that. Why did you see Robert? That's what I want to know. I can't get you to see any member of your family. You wouldn't even look at them in the courtroom.
I was ashamed to. I couldn't look at them. I couldn't bear to look at Papa for fear of what I'd see in his face.
But you could talk to Robert, couldn't you?
Well, that was sort of... I thought I knew him.
You thought what?
Ray, the matron told me I had a visitor, that he'd known me for some years, even before I was married. He told me his name was Robert. I didn't remember that name, but that didn't mean anything to me, really. There are so many things I don't remember. He was someone I'd met when I was modeling and I first went with Ted. At least that's what he said.
Don't you listen to anyone? Do you close your mind to everything I tell you?
You told me not to talk to any newspaper reporters. You told me to refuse to see them. Oh, you don't mean...
Yes. Roberts is a reporter for the City Times.
Maida White, happy about the whole thing. Byline, Joe Roberts. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For White White washes without red hands, the swing is back to Does.
Yes, White White washes without red hands. That's why I've gone back to Does.
How about you? If you've been experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, and if they've been making a difference in your hands, then just accept this challenge. Next wash day, try the one and only Does. Then inspect that wash of yours carefully. Have you ever had such really clean, fresh-smelling clothes? Have you ever seen such gleaming whiteness? Ever seen the colors so sparkling bright? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands? Does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
You'll get more out of Does because we put more into it. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes, even heavy work clothes, so thoroughly clean, and gets towels and linens so gleaming white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. So make next wash day Does Day. See why women everywhere are saying,
for white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Did you actually tell Roberts that you were glad Ted was dead?
Yes.
Oh, Maida, how stupid can a woman be?
He told me he had two children, a son and a daughter. And I believed him when he talked about Chucky.
Oh, how low. Who is he? What is he?
He's a former war correspondent, one of the best men the City Times has. Never been known to miss a bet. Whatever possessed you to see him?
Ray, I don't know.
You realize what this story in the paper means? Why, they'll shoot holes through my defense before I've even begun to prepare it. Happy about the whole thing.
But I didn't say anything about the shooting. He didn't ask me why.
He didn't have to.
Well, if he had, I would have... Ray, you do believe me. I don't remember anything about the shooting. I don't. I can't. I've tried. Believe me, I've tried.
Yes, I do believe you, Amanda. It's because I believe you that I know that you were driven by grief to the point where something snapped. But I don't know. You and I are going to have to go over day in and day out everything that happened from the time she died to the time that you were brought to the prison hospital. Everything you can remember.
I'll do my best, Ray. You really think this story that you really think it's damaging to my chances?
Not going to help any. If Hanley puts Roberts on the stand, well, there's much more to think about before we get to that. Now, because of the plea...
Ray, why didn't you tell me what you were going to say?
I did, Mater.
You said something about temporary insanity.
That's right.
But in court, you said not guilty by reason of insanity.
It means the same thing.
I didn't know that.
Perhaps I should have explained it to you, but that's only legal wording. I told you that the basis for our defense was that you didn't know what you were doing at the time of the shooting, and you didn't.
Joe Roberts.
Yes, he's given the shooting a pretty strong motive, hatred. A crime of passion, as Mr. Hanley was presented to the jury. Maida, in the next few weeks, the state will undoubtedly appoint two psychiatrists, alienists, as they're called, to attempt to break down, beyond the shadow of a doubt, the plea of temporary insanity. Now, we will also engage two psychiatrists to examine.
Psychiatrists?
Who must determine whether you're sane now and if you were temporarily insane at the time of the shooting. Their findings will undoubtedly carry a great deal of weight when presented as evidence. You see, Maida, dear, you aren't insane. If you were, you wouldn't have been released from the prison hospital. You'd have been committed to an institution until such time as you might have regained your sanity. And then you would have been tried. But what we're going to prove is that at the time of the shooting, you didn't know what you were doing. There was every reason for you not to know what you'd been doing. Maida, you told me repeatedly that there'd been times in the past when you wished that Ted were dead. All right, then you forget about that. Wipe it from your mind. There isn't one of us who hasn't at some time or another wished some person dead. You are listening to me, aren't you, Maida?
Yes, of course.
But are you hearing what I'm telling you? Perhaps that's more to the point.
I can't forgive this man for what he's done to me.
What man?
Joe Roberts. It wasn't fair, Ray.
When a newspaper man is out to get a story, Maida, fairness doesn't enter into his assignment. Get a story, by hook or crook. Roberts knew that you must have had instructions not to talk to him.
But he seemed to be such a...
nice guy.
Yes.
He is a nice guy, away from his job. Matter of fact, Maida, this really isn't his kind of an assignment. Look, I don't have to tell you that Ted White's name is known to everyone in Los Angeles, as is yours. Your news, your sensationalism, your circulation. You're not a woman beneath it.
He says you haven't lived until you've had a son. If he has a son, I hope. Oh, Ray, I'm frightened. For the first time, I'm frightened. I didn't think I'd be afraid of anything ever again, but right now I am afraid. I want to do everything to cooperate with. I want to. But this newspaper story frightens me.
Well, there are points in it that I think you can put to advantage.
Maida White happy about the whole thing. Attractive. Well-groomed. Poised.
All right, Maida. It happened. It's over. Now let's forget it. If it backfires, we'll need it when we get to it.
Yes. Do I have a chance?
Of course. You know, Maida, this is the first time since I've been seeing you here that you've shown even the slightest interest in the future and what might happen to you. You've been unconcerned and detached. Perhaps Robert did you a favor. Perhaps for the first time you've been shocked into a full realization of what lies ahead. Shocked what you needed. Fear is sometimes a very healthy emotion. Fear that gives us the will and the determination to preserve ourselves. For a time, I had the feeling that the instinct of self-preservation had died in you. But I know now it hadn't. Thanks to Mr. Roberts.
I don't like being afraid. I don't like what it does to me. I don't like feeling anything. It's so much more comfortable, Ray, not to care.
But it isn't normal not to care. You're young. You have many years ahead of you.
Do I have?
Of course you do. You had forgotten for a time the beauty of life. The real beauty of life. You're going to begin to wonder if you can remember a sunrise. If you'll ever see one again. Not from a prison cell. If you're going to experience the feeling of freedom to come and go as you want. And if you're ever going to know again what it means really to be alive. To hear the sound of familiar voices. And to see the wonder in the faces of little children. Perhaps even your own children.
Well, I'm afraid. I'm so afraid.
Keep on being afraid, Maida. Keep on being afraid. Feel. Live. Fight to live. Fight to be the woman that you are. Fight, Maida. And be afraid enough to want to fight.
Fight whitewashers without red hands.
That's why I've gone back to Dove's.
That's why women everywhere are going back to Dove's. Have you been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then keep this fact in mind. Maybe your clothes can take it, but how about your hands?
Yes, if a pair of red hands is the price you're paying for doing your wash, then join the swing to Dove's. See what it really means to get white washes without red hands.
Dove's can make this promise because of the way Dove's is made. Only Dove's, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove's gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove's does everything. So, how about it? If you want white washes without red hands, get Dove's today. Dr. Paul Keeler visits Maida White, charged by the state with murder. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove. So, come on along.
That's the Dove for white washers without red hands.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.